Right on radio.
Well, good morning. Welcome on On Radio. My name is Jeff. Thank you all for being here. And thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Rusty and Linda. Thank you all for being here. Really, really appreciate it. I have a bit of a difficult show to do for you today. Difficult on many, many different facets. Didn't sleep well, so I'm probably not at my best, but also just the subject matter is going to be a little bit difficult. And, you know, although I said on my Tuesday show that I'd be giving out some hopium type shows, and I'm going to give the other side. I'm going to give the hopium stuff a little bit of a try, but honestly, it's not the way I see things. But there are two sides, and it's good to look at both. Just one thing for the audience who's listening right now is I'm going to kind of trust your responses on this. I came up with a crazy idea this week for a show, and it's kind of like the ultimate hopium show. And it would almost be done in satire, but I'm afraid people will take me serious when I do it. But I think it would be funny, quite honestly. So let me know in the chat if I should do it or if I should just stick to serious stuff. Let me know in the chat. Let me start out with a Bible verse. So just the verse of the day. Ephesians 6, 10, and 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. And although this is not a Bible study show, I just want to remind you, the Bible tells you to put on his armor. It never tells you to take it off. So you don't need to go through the ritual of pretending to put on the armor every day when you get out of bed. Maybe that makes you feel good. But the way to actually put on the armor is to get in and read the Word of God. And speaking of reading the Word of God, I am looking for a volunteer. A volunteer. Yeah, the hopium would be satire, and it would be obviously satire. But thank you. Yeah, I think it'd be a laugh. It's just over the top ridiculousness, kind of mocking what people have put out there for a number of years. That's the point of it. So the volunteer I'm looking for must be on Telegram and must be on there regularly. The job I want to assign to whomever would put it up would be, takes about 30 seconds every day. Every day, though, that is the key. Must be on Telegram and must be able to dedicate at least 30 seconds every day. Someone let me know if you are interested in taking that challenge up. I want to talk about some news of the day. Oh, wow. Wendy volunteered right away. Wendy, can I tell you what the assignment is right now? And it's a good way to announce the program because I believe this would take everyone's participation as well. I just had a really great thought. You know, many of us are not spending enough time in the Word of God. And I think it would be a great exercise, just even if it was to do this. And so what I'm going to ask Wendy to do is to post the scripture of the day, just the scripture of the day from Bible Gateway or whatever Bible app you use, if you use one. Put the scripture of the day, just a single scripture, every day. But then I'm going to ask everyone else who uses our channels in Telegram to give that a thumbs up to say that I read it. A lot of people post scripture and some of them are way too long. And I admit I skip over some of them. Sometimes I just don't have time and I don't always like reading it in the form of a post. But each one of those posts that Wendy is going to do, one scripture a day, should get hundreds of thumbs up. So that way you're saying, hey, I'm part of the community and I am reading the word too. I think it's a great idea. Hey, good morning, Misty. Good morning to you. Hey, let me read one more scripture to you, and this is the basis of this show. It's from Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20. Woe, and I got to stop right there. Remember in the book of Revelation, in the end days, there's three woes. Whenever you hear the Lord say woe, it's not good. Okay, I just want to make sure that that's clear. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in an inverted world, and I want to explain part of it to you today. And I'm going to use the news of the week to do that. Now, the first thing I want to discuss with you is this whole Trump Letitia case from New York, where they're planning to seize his assets, and all of the mainstream media outlets are glee over this. CNN, MSNBC, they're salivating on TV. It's just the most gross and obsessed, gross thing that I've seen. And that's why I read that verse from Isaiah. It applies to them because it's an injustice. But you know what? I've been thinking about this case. And if you're not familiar with the case, the whole premise of it is that Donald Trump over-evaluated his real estate holdings to apply for loans. He didn't. In fact, he gave more information than almost anyone did, and even the bank came in and said, look, he's a dream client. We want to work with him more. So there's a no-victim crime, and he has been convicted, and unless he puts up over $500 million in cash, he cannot appeal. He cannot appeal. What happened to innocent before being guilty? What happened to due process? And if you caught, by the way, did you catch the show I put out on Wednesday on the housing crisis? You probably should, because I addressed this, and this is a bit of a follow-up to it. But I was really thinking about this case a lot. And Letitia James, who is the prosecutor in this case on behalf of the state of New York, she's not that smart, folks. Someone has put this whole thing together and handed it to her as the face because they want someone else to be the fall guy. She is not the power behind this. She is not the genius behind this. And neither is the judge. Now there's allegations that the judge has been bribed. All kinds of stuff. It's going to go deep, just like the Fannie Willis thing. You know, it's going to start to fall apart, but still there's a real danger to the country in this. But I was thinking about the case, and the prime example they gave about the overestimation of Donald Trump's real estate assets. And by the way, this isn't going to be about real estate or anything about this. This is just to set up the show. They claimed that Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million. Now, that obviously is so ridiculous, it's unbelievable. If he put it up for sale today at $1 billion, it would be sold in less than 24 hours. In fact, if he announced he was thinking about selling it for $1 billion, it would be sold in 5 minutes by the time he puts it for sale. So when they put together such a ridiculous assessment, why? And I don't think anyone else has mentioned this, but I figured it out. You see, in the news right now, it's about, you know, there's about 20 different bond companies that can post bonds in the state of New York. You have to be a authorized bond seller in this case to be able to get a bond from them. And really, out of those 20 bond companies, there's four main bond companies that issue them, and there's a couple branches. So there's really four companies that control all the bonds. And they don't have their licenses, unless the state of New York gives it to him. So the prosecutor has leverage over the bond companies. So here's my point. If the prosecutor says his assets are worth a penny on the dollar for what they really are worth, then the bond companies cannot take his assets at a realistic value, and they can't issue the bonds. This whole thing has been a complete setup from the very beginning, like they always are. And it's going to be interesting to see if they start taking some of the assets. You know, if someone was to go bankrupt in the United States of America, it could take up to 2 years to have their assets confiscated. But here with a victimless crime, the complete setup has been done. Now, the other thing you'll remember about Donald Trump and his woes, remember he was impeached for a phone call with Zelensky? You know, the now modern day Winston Churchill of our time, the gay Jew who's running, the gay Jewish Nazi who's running Ukraine, that perfect phone call, he got impeached. But yet, there's been evidence, even since then, we're going back 9 years now, of quid pro Joe in front of all these reporters saying that he was going to hold back $1 billion of U.S. funding unless they fired the prosecutor. But yet Trump, a perfect phone call, and quid pro Joe admitting it on TV. Quid pro Joe also admitted on TV, you've seen the tapes by now, came out years ago before the 2020 election, about him saying that they've assembled the most sophisticated cheat network, election cheating network ever in the history of man. None of those people who rigged the election have gone to jail. But who is going to jail? People presenting evidence of election rigging are now being thrown in jail. People who rigged the election don't go to jail. People who rig the election or show rigged election evidence are going to jail. In fact, this week, Peter Navarro, who I believe is a really good guy, by the way, he evaded a subpoena because of executive privilege. He was part of Trump's cabinet and under executive privilege. And because he was ordering that, he never got due process, never got to appeal, never got to do anything. Peter Navarro on Wednesday of this week had to report to jail for 5 months, and he went to jail on principle. They gave him a way out. Just say you were wrong. He did not compromise. The man is sitting behind bars right now for ignoring a subpoena. Now let's look at the inverse of all of this. This week we've had the Hunter Biden stuff going on in the Congress. By the way, the Democrats impeached Trump over a phone call. We've uncovered all this evidence for years. For years. In fact, even that Joe Biden as vice president was in the room and in on the election rigging scam of 2016 and the Russian collusion scam and spying on a competitor and breaking all these laws. But Hunter, exactly. Thank you, Native Mom. Hunter didn't show up. Did one newscast even say how come he isn't in cuffs? In fact, when Tony Bobulinski, who was a great witness and a decorated man, you know, for what it's worth, served the country, brought hard evidence, was fearless in doing so, he even said in his opening statement, should I wait until Hunter gives his first? And James Comer said, well, Hunter didn't show up, and he laughs. Why weren't police sent immediately to go lock him up? How come no one on that side of the aisle ever seems to get punished. I'm going to answer these questions for you. Also notice, and I'm sure that all of you have heard this at least 1,000 times, at least 1,000 times since 2016, if you ever watched right-wing conservative news of any kind, and they'll say the line, "Can you imagine if Don Jr. did that? He'd be crucified." It's true. But when they repeat these lines over and over and over, there's a reason. I know that everyone who listens to this podcast realizes that there's no left and right. In fact, if you've been with the podcast for a little while, you know that having the two-party system is unconstitutional. And I read to you the origins of those parties. Where do those parties come from? Well, they don't come from a constitutional republic. They come from the British parliamentary system, because it's much better to manipulate people that way. The whole left and right paradigm. Folks, all of the politicians are working together. The left pushes it so far, and the right pushes back just a little bit, so you think that someone is fighting for you, but they're not. And when you see someone like Jim Jordan, for instance, who is always very, very good at prosecuting a case on TV, or the character of Matt Gaetz, Explore Talent Agency, or the character of Marjorie Taylor Greene, Explore Talent Agency, and you think that they're fighting for you, they're not. This whole thing is a multi-layered psychological operation, and it's powerful, and it works, and it's pushed through the medium of TV and now social media. As soon as you hear anyone talking about left or right, just know that they're in on it or completely ignorant. So what is the psychological operation? Well, first of all, it's satanic. I'm just going to tell you that right out of the bat. And it is a ritual. It's beyond just a psychological operation. It is a ritual. It is a humiliation ritual. And you know who they're humiliating? It's you. And this isn't just for people in the United States. This is worldwide, because it's the same puppets all around the world who are doing this. Now, why do they want to humiliate you? Well, there's a couple reasons. Someone who is humiliated usually walks away with their tail between their legs. When you're humiliated, you don't really want to stand up in the spotlight and fight, do you? No, you don't. They're humiliating you. But the other part of it is, not only are they humiliating you, they're setting you up for the blame. You know, we live in a democracy. You voted them in. It's your fault. We showed you on TV all the corruption. We showed it to you on TV. And we repeated it ad nauseum for months. And you did nothing. It is meant to deflate you. It's meant for you to accept the blame. Yeah, that's right. Even the Republicans call it a democracy. Folks, something has got to break. And it's going to break in just only a couple different ways. I'm just speaking from the heart here. And my inclination is it's not going to break in a way that benefits us, at least in the short term. We really do need to get ready. There's one other story that I want to cover. There's a whole bunch. I could go on forever about this stuff, but there's one other story that I want to cover. And if you didn't catch the squatters, right? So, can I just say this? I saw a meme this morning that was so good. You see, Joey B is in Texas this week or yesterday or whatever. And the meme was, I think it was from one of my favorite sites, the Babylon Bee. It said, boom, Trump snuck into the White House while Joey B is away and claimed squatters' rights. Catch the show that I did on Wednesday if you haven't. I think it's a really important show. And you know what? Actually, I'll just say this about that show. A lot of it had to do with the squatters' rights and everything else. And it's in line with this show that I'm doing today. But I'm figuring out the psychological operation of that as well. The whole squatters' rights thing, because all of a sudden it's a big thing. Remember, was it just last week? Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, VSGBYJPW. That almost sounds like a radio name. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to VHG, VSGBYJPW 1010 here on your AM dial. I lost my train of thought. Oh, yes. Was it last week or the week before I was talking about the planes? And the whole thing is to suit the Great Reset, that if you're scared to go on a plane because you think the plane's going to fall out of the sky, you're not going to want to travel. Thank you, Mary. You're not going to want to travel if you think the plane's going to fly out of the sky. So you're going to voluntarily give up your right to travel, which fits right in with the whole Great Reset agenda, right? Well, so is this squatters' rights thing. Because you don't want to leave your home to go on vacation if a squatter is going to move in while you're away for a week and then claim your home, and the police are going to take the squatter's side. This is all part of the Great Reset. Now, maybe Trump is going to fix this. Thank you, Danny. Thank you so much. Maybe Trump will fix this. And, you know, a lot of people, and in fact, there was a comment made this earlier this week. Well, you know, if he gets elected president, just like the first term, he can only do what the Congress will allow him to do. And that would be true, except if he gets in there and has every one of them arrested for certifying the 2020 election and many other crimes beyond, insider trading. The list goes on. Every one of them has a rap sheet. Well, except for maybe two or three, I'll bet you. So maybe Trump will get in and solve this problem. But something has to happen pretty quick. And I'll just leave you with this horror story. In New York, I think it was Long Island. I don't have the story up in front of me, but I was just reminded of it this morning. It just happened like 2 days ago, two or three days ago. There was an elderly couple, a woman of 59 years of age and a man of 53 years of age, went missing. They were found. There were four people, migrants, I believe, living in a home where the bodies were discovered. They were completely dismembered. There's accusations of cannibalism. The amount of blood that was in the bathtubs and stuff like that clogged the drains. They found the butcher knives. They found all the evidence on these four people who were in this home. Well, the four people were released the same day they were arrested. They have ankle monitors, though. You should feel good about that. Four butchers with ankle monitors released the same day. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. This is a time the Lord is your only hope. We can hope that Donald Trump will do some things, but it's only by the Lord's permission. And I noticed one person, I think it was Wendy, who put in, well, what can we do? Well, I've been giving ways that we can fix this for the last couple of years. No one's done it. I was actually talking about, you know, the Second Amendment and these militias a couple of years ago before it was too late. I've been talking about gathering, even if it's a small group, no protest signs or anything like that, and going to your state capital or your municipal capital or wherever you are, and just praying, not making a scene. You don't need to make a scene. Just going and praying. Why? Because it's not about you. It's about you making a move and the Lord working. You don't need 200,000 people, although that would be grand. Could be 5 people. Don't have big signs to make a scene that you'll be arrested. Just go pray. Pray out loud, but go and pray. Move on the heart of the Lord. That's where the power is. You're so awesome, Mary. And thank you. I'm really saying thank you to each one of you, because I want to get this podcast into the top 5, maybe even number 1 eventually. I think we're going to get there. And it's likes and gifts and frequency as well. That's part of the reason I'm going to be doing more of these lives. It's the frequency. Yeah, by the way, you can all go look at it. Just look at on Podbean's website and, you know, how to get your program rated. They tell you how it works, which is a really good thing. So anyways, you want to know how to do it, that's how to do it. And I would suggest some fasting is good too, because when you want to take down, and then let's face it, there are massive, like the most powerful entities that Satan has under his command, if not Satan himself, is overseeing North America. Because if North America is the one thing that's standing in front of him having his new world order, America is the only thing standing between him and his new world order. So he wants America to fall, and he wants it to fall bad. He didn't send his small guys. We're talking the big guys are there, the big entities. The most ferocious demons are there. And the Lord says, I don't have the exact verse handy right now, but the Lord says, if you want to take on these guys, and it's not that you take them on, it's in prayer and fasting. That is that's an extreme petition to the Lord. When you're willing to put away the substance of life, which is your food, and dedicate it to prayer and fasting, the Lord will respond equally. That's very true. The NIV took out that verse. The NIV Bible took out the verse about prayer and fasting. You're absolutely right, Native Mom. Thank you for bringing that up. You know, I've always considered fasting a personal thing, and I've never announced when I've fasted and stuff, and I do fast. But maybe I'll announce it, and not to bring attention to myself, but perhaps just others would want to join in a fast petitioning to God. I'm gonna think about that, and I'm gonna pray about that. So I'm just speaking from the heart. But perhaps if many of us do it in a coordinated effort, we can move on God's heart. I don't know if that's biblical or not. Someone smarter than me, please let me know. Do it as a rock thing petition for our world. Yeah, it would be for the world. But we would have to come up with some very specific prayers that we would all engage in. I don't know. It's biblical to pray and fast. Sorry to be thinking on my feet here, but I know that Jesus said, don't announce your fast, don't show your faces, you know, all that stuff. And I don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot, but I think maybe there is something to it. So I'm going to pray about it. And I'm going to ask the prayer team, prayer warriors, to pray about it as well and give me some feedback if you don't mind. but perhaps we'll organize it. Maybe I have a voice here for a reason. And yeah, Esther did call a fast. That's true. Come up with prayer plan and post it in on Rock. Yeah, that's where I will do it. Absolutely, Angie. That is where I would post it, is in Rock, in the Write On community. If you haven't joined the Write On community, by the way, go to writeonyou.com. Sign up. It's free. It's really a great place. I haven't spent as much time there this week. In fact, I haven't spent any time there this week, but I do plan on spending some more time. And I'm going to be posting some stuff there that you won't see on Telegram or Twitter either. In fact, there's a whole bunch of stuff you're not going to see on Telegram and Twitter. Stuff that's actually useful to your life, not just the information going by in a, like a streak of lightning. It goes by so fast that no one can keep track of it all. But this world does need prayer. And yeah. Hey, on another note, just a show announcement. I thank everyone for the feedback yesterday. I had announced that I'm going to be doing different types of content. And one of those contents I did just on Wednesday put out, that's the show about housing. Why? Because it's a dinner table issue. It's something that affects every single family, whether you believe in conspiracies or not. It doesn't matter. I put the evidence up there, and it's there for everyone to see. It's just more of a news type program. And I'm going to do more of those when I find an interesting angle on something. But I'm also going to do a series that you can show people in your life that don't know anything about the Bible, don't even care about the Bible, don't know anything about the Great Awakening, don't know anything about conspiracy, and I want to bring it right back to square one and put it together in a way that people will be interested and start to understand. So this series, I'm going to step out in faith and do it, and it's one that I want you to share with the world. I'm going to make it so it's not embarrassing to you. I'm not going to say anything embarrassing. I'm just going to lay out facts and from a different perspective to get people to start using their critical thinking skills. And I actually think I have the very first episode formulating in my head, and it's a strange starting point. But I think it will resonate with people and really draw their attention to go to episode 2 and episode 3. And if we can get people into 3 episodes, I feel in my heart they're going to be hooked. And I'll keep putting out that content as long as it takes to get those people to understand at least the battle between good and evil, which is what this whole thing is about. And of course, when you find out about this stuff, God is revealed in the midst. Yeah, and the scales will fall off from their eyes, because the whole purpose of a thing like this, it's not going to be preachy. I'm not going to be reading scripture. I'm not going to be playing the left or right thing, Republican, Democrat, none of that. But once you see truth, if Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, so he is the truth. The Bible doesn't say he's one of the many truths. He is the truth. So when you start to show truth, understand how any mind receives truth. At first, truth is denied because it does not fit into your regular way of conditioned, programmed thinking. Truth is denied. But then when you hear more truth, truth is tested by the individual. So they'll deny the truth at first, then they'll test the truth. And then the third step is truth is realized as truth. So without preaching, without getting religious on anyone, without playing the left and right divide, we can expose the truth. And when you expose the truth, we are exposing them to Jesus Christ, because he is the truth. Pretty profound statement there. I really believe the Lord has given me some wisdom on this. Hey, thanks everyone for being here. May God bless each and every one of you. Put in the chat if you want to hear a song, or should I just enter, exit and go? Or do you want to hear Dance Like David Danced? How about that one? That's an upbeat Friday song. And instead of dancing like David danced, apparently there's the biggest snowstorm of the year going to hit where I live today. I've only had to shovel my driveway once. I'm not complaining. But apparently we're going to get quite a bit of snow today. So instead of dancing like David danced, I'm going to be plowing like David plowed. Hey, God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting Right On Radio. God bless.
When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. Like David danced, I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David danced.
Si el Espíritu de Dios está en mi corazón, yo danzo como David. Si el Espíritu de Dios está en mi corazón, yo danzo como David. Oh, yo danzo, yo danzo. Yo danzo como David. Oh, yo danzo, yo danzo, yo danzo como David.
I will dance like David danced. I will dance, dance like David danced. I will dance, dance like David danced.
I forgot to say it. Love your God, love your family, love your neighbor as yourself, and make a difference in your
community. Who's right?
Who's right?
He's right. Right on radio.
Right on radio.